functional. Now, we have a term for you today called tripod. Now, most people know what a tripod is, but we're going to talk about it just a little bit today. Tripod is spelled T-R-I-P-O-D. Now, what's a tripod? This is a tripod, okay? Tri means three, T-R-I. So every time you have a word that has tri in the front of it, T-R-I, means three. So it starts one, two, three. Three legs in this case, okay? So tripod. Now, what does a tripod do? One of the best things that a tripod does is it makes everything stable, especially for the camera. So a tripod, you can put it onto the ground, and because it's three, it just kind of sits there. It's not really going to fall over, and then you have the camera on top. Now, what does that do? Like we said, it makes it stable. But the most important thing that it does is it allows you the freedom to do other things. Like you can move the camera around. You can move it up. You can move it down. The best thing, though, is that because it's so stable, it feels nice and smooth. So that's why you have a smooth shot, stable. Okay? Tripod.
Hey, how are you doing, you guys? Welcome to America's Land. I'm Duran. 好了，来，我们来看下面的节目呢。今天是最后一次收看那部影片，叫《决战星球》，它的英文名字叫 Planet of the Apes.
Let me go with him.
No.
Let me provide help.
No, I need you with me. I'm clear going back.
Hey, 来看看今天的美国俚语，源自于这个句子。这个句子叫 Now clear them.Back.
I'll clear them back.
好，来看这个词组叫 clear, C-L-E-A-R, clear. If you say to clear somebody or something, back or out, same, 都是一个意思。This phrase means to remove it or get it out of the way. 好，这个词组的意思叫 clear back or clear out. 它的意思是去除什么东西。去除什么我们可以叫 clear back or clear out 我们来看例句吧 I want you to clear out all the trash from your room before she comes over 这句话的意思是在她来之前 comes over 你要怎么样你要把你的垃圾叫 trash 哪个地方的 from your room 完完全全给我清除掉叫 clearOut. Hey, 我们再来看第二个例句关于这个 clear back or clear out, 好吗？第二个例句叫这个句子叫 Hey, the spectators had to be cleared back from the field because they were getting too close to the players. 啊，难怪这个句子的意思是这些观众叫 spectators. One more time, spectators. 他们怎么样？他们被驱逐出场地，被轰出去，被清除，被动，对吗？叫 had to be cleared back, or you can say be cleared out. 我们是从哪个地方叫 from the field 一个球场，我们叫 field 怎么样？因为什么 ？Because 因为他们离着球员太近了，让人觉得有危险。那么这个句子叫 because they were getting too close to the 选手叫。Players.
Let me go with him.
No.
Let me provide help.
No, I need you here with me. I'll clear them back.
Hey, 欢迎进入经典对白 I'm Duran. 在经过了一场激烈的战斗之后，影片中的猿人和人类最终可以和平相处了，而 Leo 也最后找到了他的那个小猴子，并且准备。
What is over? I was just getting ready to make my move.
Take good care of him, okay?
Yeah. I can promise you I won't put him in a cage.
I was just getting ready to make my move.
I was just getting ready to make my move.
好，和 核心这个短语叫 make my move. If you say make one's move means to perform an important or maybe perhaps a surprising action. 所以你要采取行动了，采取行动就叫 make one's move. 行动叫 move, 啊，记住这个词叫 make my move. 我要采取行动叫 make my move。好，来，我们来看例句。第一个听好了，第一个例句叫 Hey, we need to have all the necessary information on the company before we make our move and try to buy it. 这句话的意思是，你要买公司是吗？你要收并它是吗？那好，你在行动之前叫 make our move。我们在行动之前，我们要做的一个非常重要的工作是收集一些很必要的信息，关于那家公司的。哎，这个句子很复杂，不过你应该会讲了。核心短语是采取行动，叫 make our move。好，来，这个句子我们再说一遍，全句的意思是我们要有信息。We need to have 什么 all the necessary information 关于谁的 on the company。在什么之前 before 采取行动 before we make our move 干嘛 and try to buy it。 好，来看第二个句子，关于这个短语叫采取行动。采取行动我马上想到约会的约叫 dating。 好，约会是非常重要的一个生活部分。那么作为男子汉，我们约会的时候有一句话叫 don't be a shit be a lion。他的意思是我们要大胆主动，不要做 shit 是绵羊，我们要做 lion 雄狮。他的意思是勇敢勇敢。好，看完这个节目你会说 Hey thanks Ryan OK tomorrow I'll make my move and ask the girl out to dinner OK good luck。 好，这句话的意思是好，那么好，我记住了这个建议以后，我要明天采取行动，约那个姑娘去吃晚饭。采取行动叫 make my move， 后面那个短语叫约谁出去叫 ask the girl out 干什么 to dinner。 好，全句我们再说一遍，它的意思是明天我要采取行动，约那个姑娘出去吃晚饭。那个句子叫明天 tomorrow I'll make my move and ask her out to dinner。
Take care of him, okay?
好，我们来看第二个原点，这个片段里面第二个原点值得学的是这个短语叫 take good care of him。
Take care of him, okay?
Okay, 这个短语叫 take good care of somebody or something。 This phrase means look after it well。 我们说把什么照顾好搞定，照顾好叫 take good care of。好，我们来看第一个例句，关于这个短语的。我有一个朋友叫 Alice， she's so nice。 Why？ 为什么这么讲？听好，这个句子叫 Alice takes very good care of her grandparents， actually she visits them every day。 这句话的意思是 Alice 把她的爷爷奶奶照顾得非常的好，为什么？因为她每天都去看望他们。他们这个短语把谁照顾的非常好叫 takes very good care of， 后面加上对象就可以了。哎，我们来看，再给你来一个例句，听好这个句子。哎，最近我的父母家里面安静，因为父母去 take off for vacation， 他们去度假度蜜月，什么蜜月，度假去了。那么我还是一样的忙，伙伴你不理解对吗？他们会问 Hey Dorian， 父母不在，你应该小鬼当家才对，为什么这么忙？告诉你为什么。Hey, I have to take good care of the car while my parents are away. Well, 真是不错。这个句子的意思是我父母不在的时候 be away 不是不在 be away， 那么我怎么样？我要把家里这部车好好的照看好，因为太贵了。
晚上饭 I was just getting ready to make my move。
Take care of him, okay?
Yeah. I can promise you I won't put him in a cage.
好了，又要说再见，不过先不能走，我们还是捋一下 review quick review 今天学的内容。第一个短语小心别走神，坚持一下。第一个短语的意思是表示被清除掉，比方说你的垃圾叫 trash， 你要 clear out or clear back。 再比方说球场，我要把很多人轰出去，那个短语叫 be cleared back or be cleared out， 从那个地方叫from the field， 还记得吗？接下去我们学了一个原点叫我们要大胆的采取行动，不能只想不做，我们要行动了，那个短语叫 make one's move， right， one more time， make my move and ask her out， 记住了。好，最后一个原点表示照顾，人可以，东西也可以，那个短语叫 take good care，非常好， good job day。 好了，别走开，接下去是原声碟。
Hi, welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about a song from the movie The Nightmare Before Christmas, directed by Timothy Burton. This song is called Jack's Obsession.
Christmas time is buzzing in my skull.
Obsession.Now, an obsession is when you are obsessed with something. And to be obsessed with something means to think about it all the time. You think about it, you love it, you're interested in it, you're fascinated by it. And so maybe it's a person, maybe it's a new activity, a sport. You're obsessed with playing soccer. You love it. You want to play soccer all the time. That means you're obsessed. So Jack is obsessed with Christmas time.Christmas, 圣诞节, is a holiday, and Jack is from Halloween land, which is, Halloween is another holiday, but he's discovered a new city called Christmas land, and he wants to understand it. It's so new, it's so different, so he's obsessed. He can only think about Christmas. Christmas time, that means the whole, Christmas is one day, but Christmas time is the whole month, the whole time period surrounding it. So he says,Christmas time is buzzing in my skull. Your skull is your head. So in his skull, buzzing, it means he's thinking about it. It's like he's so many thoughts about Christmas time. It's like it's buzzing as a sound. So it's just buzzing in his head. Will it let me be? To let you be is to leave you alone. Just leave you alone. If someone's bothering you, say, let me be. Don't bother me.Will it let me be? I cannot tell. He doesn't know. There's so many things I cannot grasp. To grasp something is to hold it. I grasp my scarf. But you can also use it about your brain, about understanding something. If you're studying chemistry and it's very hard, you say, I cannot grasp chemistry. It's too complicated. So he said at Christmas time, he cannot grasp it. He's not clear.So let's listen to the song, hear more about Jack's obsession, and I'll see you next time on Action English.
Christmas time is buzzing in my skull. Will it let me be? I cannot tell. There are so many things I cannot grasp. When I think I've got it, then it lasts. Through my bony fingers, it does slip. Like a snowflake in a fiery grip.Something here I'm not quite getting, though I try, I keep forgetting, like a memory long since passed. Here in an instant, gone in a flash, what does it mean? What does it mean? In these little bric-a-brac, the secret's waiting to be cracked. These thousand toys confuse me so, confounded all, I love it though.Simple objects, nothing more, but something's hidden through a door. Though I do not have the key, something's here I cannot see. What does it mean? What does it mean?